Chetaka Tales. Nandi's Gratitude. There lived an old woman named Gangabai in a village. She lived alone as she had no family. One day she helped some tired travelers who entered the village. In return, they gifted her a calf. Gangabai named him Nandi. She took good care of him. Nandi grew to be a fine, hefty bull. She's like a mother to me, thought Nandi. He was playful and the villagers loved him. One day, a thought struck the young bull. My mother is poor, yet she has taken good care of me. Shouldn't I earn to make her life easy? Thought Nandi. So he went out in search of work that would fetch him something in return. One day, a merchant named Vittal passed through the village with his loaded cart. His ox struggled to cross the deep river. The riverbed was full of pebbles and Vittal's ox was too tired to heave the cart through. I must find a bull to pull my cart, thought Vittal. That bull looks healthy. Hope his owner doesn't ask for a heavy price, thought Vittal. He saw Nandi and at once felt that he could pull the loaded cart. He asked the villagers about Nandi's owner. I want to hire this bull to drag my cart across the river. I'll pay for the job. Can you tell me who the owner is? Said Vittal. But no one claimed to be the bull's owner. Vittal was surprised. Why don't you just harness him and use him? Only an old lady takes care of him, said one of the villagers. Vittal put a noose around Nandi and tried to lead him, but Nandi would not budge. He wanted the merchant to fix a price which he could hand over to Gangabai. Vittal yanked him hard. Come on, be a good boy and give me a hand. Why are you so adamant? Said Vittal. I now know. How about 50 silver coins for your service? Said Vittal. Nandi nodded in assent and went with Vittal. Hauling the cart was a tedious task, but the sole aim of helping Gangabai made Nandi pull it across. The task over, Nandi waited for his payment. Now Vittal tried to cheat Nandi. He took only half of the amount he had promised and tied it to Nandi's neck. The man is trying to cheat me, thought Nandi. I'll teach him a lesson, thought Nandi. Nandi blocked Vittal's path so that he could not move his cart an inch. Vittal was awed by Nandi's grit and astuteness. All right, give me way. I'll pay you as promised, said Vittal. Hope mother will be pleased with me, thought Nandi. Nandi hurried back home, but he was too exhausted and fell down as he reached home. Gangabai rushed towards her beloved son. She saw the money tied to his neck. Where did you get this, my child? Asked Gangabai. The man who had followed Nandi told her the entire story. Dear, why did you strain yourself? You are more precious than money to me, said Gangabai. She gave a bath to Nandi and a good massage as well. Gangabai felt proud of Nandi's love for her. I hope you like this story. I'll meet you again with another story. Until then, bye!